listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Sex PharmD Podcast with your host, Dr. Nadia Archambault, licensed clinical pharmacist and certified sex therapist. With a focus on women's sexual health and wellness, Dr. A is here to cover important health topics and answer all of your questions about subjects that can be applied to pharmacy practice. And now, here's Dr. A.
Okay, welcome back to another episode of Sex PharmD. Today, I have a really special guest here, Lana Kerr, founder and CEO of Lumesque Skincare and home of CO2 Lift. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Nadia, for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here with your audience.
Yes. And for those of you watching the YouTube station, I do not have my camera on. I have one of those respiratory things going around, but we have the camera on your beautiful face so everyone can see you. You're the star anyway today. No one needs to see my face. So I wanted to first talk about, you know, just introduce yourself a little about your background and what you're doing here, because it really has such a positive impact on women's health. And that's why I'm so excited to have you on today.
Oh. Well, okay. So I have a background in accounting and finance, and then went back to school, studied nutrition, and opened weight loss clinics over 20 years ago. And we've really helped, you know, thousands of people to reach their ideal body weight. And then it was just a natural transition when we changed our style of giving service to, as opposed to having, we had several locations, we went virtual, then we decided to open a med spa and have just one office in there for that, and everything else was virtual. So just looking for what's the newest thing we could bring to skincare, because when people lost weight, they wanted to look better. And so we're looking for something new, something. And I usually base a lot of what I do and on me and what it is that I would satisfy me. So looking for that. And we came upon carboxytherapy. And you didn't hear about it. So it was very exciting because we like things that's new, although carboxytherapy is not new. So carboxytherapy is a therapeutic use of CO2 gas to regenerate the tissue. It's a very old therapy. It dates back to the days of the samurai warriors. They would go and they would bathe in the carbonic hot springs after they went to battle because it would quickly regenerate or heal their wounds. And then fast forward into the 1800s or 1900s, and the French developed a gel, an injectable delivery system where they take a tank of CO2 with a needle and put it into the skin, and that has great regenerating effects. And then we talk about in 2012, when the Japanese developed a gel delivery system, and we have the exclusive rights to that technology. So that's what got us into CO2 Lift, which is the first gel delivery system for carboxytherapy.
That's awesome. And you know what? They did not teach that in pharmacy school. I never knew that about the history of CO2. We don't really do much with CO2. I mean, there's obviously, you know, chemistry behind that we've learned, but this is like a whole other new realm. And then for those of listeners who don't have medical background, that's a really great explanation. So thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we started first, Nadia, with the face, because that was, you know, in a med spa, that's what people come to look at their face. And so what we found is that, and we've done several clinical studies, because one of the things that we pride ourselves on is that we justify all our claims with independent clinical studies that have been published in peer-reviewed journals. So we first of all compared the CO2 lift gel to the needle, the injectable version, and we saw that it was the same thing. Oh, the capillaries dilated. It was touching. It went into muscular, touched the muscle. It responded in the very same way that CO2 would if it was delivered through a needle. We also looked at the properties of the carboxygel. One of the most exciting things I think about it at the time for me was a hydration level, where it increased hydration in the skin 117%. And that's very big, because I like to say that you don't get old, you dry up, that your skin loses ability to hold water. I mean, we always give the analogy of a grape and a raisin. You know, we're born this beautiful grape, and we eventually turn into this raisin all over our body. This, what's the difference between a grape and a raisin? Is the water content. A raisin is just a dehydrated grape. So if we could find a way to put back the water inside of it, or prevent it from losing water, we'd keep this grape-like consistency, which we want on our skin. So the CO2 lift is very effective at doing that. In fact, there's nothing else on the market that hydrates the skin to that degree. And after you do a series of at least three, you maintain that level. If you maintain it, if you do a CO2 lift monthly. So that's kind of how we got into the CO2 lift for the face. And then we did wound healing studies. So we saw with diabetic ulcers, which one of the things with a diabetic ulcer, you know, because they have circulation issues, when they have wounds, especially in their extremities, it's very difficult to heal. And we use the CO2 lift on non-healing wounds, and they closed within a month of use of the CO2 lift. So it's very, very powerful wound healer. And so therefore, plastic surgeons use it after on their flaps, you know, after doing liposuction. If you think of it, think similar to a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. That's really what the gel is. It's like a topical hyperbaric oxygen chamber with all those properties. Because when CO2 gets into the skin, the body is going to rush oxygen-rich blood to that area, which helps to regenerate the area very quickly.
Wow. See, now, again, this is all new territory for me, even. And I've talked to patients, and they've asked me about vaginal rejuvenation and those types of procedures. And you know, and what really fascinated me and really interested me with what you're doing is you developed the CO2 lift for vulva and vaginal rejuvenation. Could you elaborate a little bit on that for our listeners? Because I'm sure a lot of people are interested to hear about it.
Yes. Well, I mean, so again, like as I was explaining earlier, a lot of things that I get passionate about, it's usually because it's a need that I have that I feel like other women are going to have, or other people will have a similar need. And so when I was into my mid-40s, I started, I'm 53, by the way, I'm not telling my age after this. I said, I'm 53 in February, and that's the end of it. I'm not.
You don't look it, so.
My 70s. But I started experiencing just different sensation after sexual intercourse. It wasn't as pleasurable, so I was losing sensitivity. And I went to my gynecologist and I explained to her what I was feeling. And she explained what happens to the vulva tissue and then the vagina. You know, the vulva, which has the clitoris, which is, you see this, the tip of the iceberg, but then it has these legs that kind of wrap around. And that is what provides pleasure. In fact, the sole purpose of the clitoris is to provide pleasure, but it requires regular blood flow to operate and it's to for peak performance, put it that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we get older, blood flow slows down. So that starts to shrink. So the clitoris, that starts happening. That's why you lose sensitivity. That's why you're not as responsive. Orgasms may not be the same as we get older. And then the other point was actually the tissue in the vagina, it gets thinner. That tissue in the vagina is very similar to what's under our eyes. And that, as you know, that under eye is very thin. It shows age quickly. Well, that's the same. That's what our vagina tissue is like. So it gets drier, it gets thinner. So we don't lubricate the same. And so it feels like we're getting loose down there. So those are some of the symptoms of aging. That's going to happen to all women. And it happens at various, it depends on the woman. Just like a woman some women look older, faster than other women. Well, it's the same down there. We age differently down there, but all of us will age. We're going to become that raisin that we talked about in the beginning, unless we do things. And fortunately, we have technology now that slows that down. So when she explained that to me, I immediately thought about what we have, the CO2 lift. It acts very much like an energy-based device, which at the time was the thing she was offering me. Because when you use an energy-based device inside the vagina, mm-hmm. what ends up work on the vulva too, what it's doing is control damage to the skin, which then will trigger the body to start healing itself, to start rebuilding. Well, the CO2 lift does that without damage to the skin, without any pain to the skin. Because once again, once you put CO2 into the skin, the body responds in that way. It's going to send that blood flow over to it. So it's going to answer the question on blood flow. It's going to increase it. And if you think about what I had mentioned about the diabetic ulcers, and a diabetic, their circulation is a problem. Blood flow is a problem. Why does a CO2 lift heal that fast? Well, because again, it's sending that blood flow to that area. And it's not something that it's like a loop. So it doesn't have to be applied every time you have sex. It's a treatment that basically corrects a situation that once you do that, you need to maintain it. So we... That's how I kind of got into thought of it. And I went to one of our medical directors who is a cosmetic gynecologist and just talked to him about what I was experiencing and my curiosity if this would help. And he was all for it. So we did a double blind pilot test. What we did, we took, so a double blind for your listeners means that the patients receiving the treatment, they don't know if they're actually getting the treatment or if they're getting, say, an ultrasound gel. They just know that they're getting treatment that's going to help with sexual function. So they don't know, as well as the investigators don't know who got what. Mm-hmm. So what we found is that the women that got the ultrasound gel showed no changes in sexual function. The women that received 10 CO2 lift treatments showed significant changes in arousal, in lubrication, in orgasm. In fact, even physically, that tissue looked younger, it just looked juicier, plumper. Then we did biopsies and we saw that those women who were in their late 60s, 70s, who had a lot of atrophy, that tissue looked like they were in their 30s. It looked just rich and youthful. So we were very excited about that. And, before we even launched, and we did a larger study after we did that pilot study, and we're currently finishing another one, which we added stress incontinence to that, because one of the symptoms of getting older is that you call the pee, so we found that the women that have been using the CO2 lift didn't have that issue anymore. So we added that as a new indication.
That's so really incredible. About that.
So do you use CO2 lift via myself? And it was simply remarkable. And I gave to my mom and my aunts who were in their 60s and 70s, and they went from sandpaper to butter. So that really got me excited about the launch. And since then, we've helped thousands of women. And I think what too is interesting or important to me is that for women who can't take hormones, because hormones, I'm a big advocate of bioidenticals, but there's some women who don't want to take it because they've had breast cancer and now they don't want to take any hormones. The CO2 lift V can help them because it's hormone free and you do it in the privacy of your home.
Yeah. So, I looked on the website and I know, you gave me some samples that I'm very excited to start using. As far as, for our listeners, so you do not have to go in for a vaginal rejuvenation treatment that most people are thinking of. This is an at-home treatment. And if you want to just explain a little bit about what that entails, it's so easy to use and it's which is so convenient for people. So, I think that would be important too for everyone to know because it's really great.
Yes, for sure. So it's a gel. You'll see it comes in two packets because you can't mix it. Because once you mix it, you have to use it. So the packets are separate. Once you mix it, CO2 gas is created. So it looks like this gel. It's very cool when you put it on the skin or when you insert it. So you mix it, it's going to come with an applicator. So you're going to pull it up in the applicator. I think that probably, Nadia, is the most challenging part, mm-hmm. putting this in, because you have to take it very slowly because the gel is thick. So you pull it up very slowly to prevent the air from coming inside. You pull it up, whatever you get into the applicator, you insert it, very similar to a tampon. You may want to do another pull, insert it. So 3/4 of the gel is going to go inside, and then the last quarter is going to go on the outside. So it's going to go on the labia all the way to the perineum. And you can put on a panty liner, go to bed, wake up in the morning, or you can just keep it on for 45 minutes. I like the bed idea, going to bed, because you're going to sleep once, you know, you have it on for 45 minutes. If you continue sleeping, it's not going to hurt you or anything like that. When you get up, if you pee in the middle of the night or you get up in the morning and you pee, it's simply, you pee it out into the toilet. It becomes soft again. And that plug that was formed, because the gel forms this little plug, it comes mm-hmm. out. And then you can just rinse it out with water and wash on the outside, and you're good to go. There's no downtime. So the recommended protocol, if you're doing this as a standalone, because there are other ways that you can do vaginal rejuvenation. You, as I mentioned before, you can go and get a laser. You can get some type of RF device. And if you're doing it together, you don't need as much. But as a standalone, this is perfect. You're going to address, as I mentioned, you're going to address lubrication. You're going to address sensitivity, even arousal, because again, remember, that's blood flow. Mm-hmm. You're going to, even the outside, an aesthetic benefit. So if you're doing it as a standalone, it's the protocol is 10 treatments. So 5, okay. And then you can leave the weekend and another 5. If you're not experienced, so people are like, well, suppose I'm younger and you don't have to do all 10. The thing about it is that some women as young as in their 30s are experiencing the symptoms that we talked about. So you have to know what you're experiencing, but the minimum loading dose is 5. So you do okay. night for the 5 nights, and you can see how you feel, but we recommend doing another 5 nights. And then once you do that, then you maintain that with 1 treatment a month. So once you do it, again, as I said, there's no downtime. You can have sex immediately and by yourself or with your partner, and you will see a difference. I mean, oftentimes women see a difference within the first 3 treatments. They're going to see a difference. Your partner will feel a difference, because once your tissue starts, you start getting thicker and sensitivity, it's almost like you can grab whatever is inside.
Yeah.
And it you have more sensation and again, more lubrication. In fact, when I had gone to my doctor originally about the problem, she told me I didn't have a lubrication problem. But I can tell you something, Nadia, when I did the full protocol, it was like the floodgates of heaven, because when you get older, you don't lubricate the same as when you're in your 20s. So this was very nice experience and nice surprise to see this happening again. And it really helps with intimacy. It helps with connection, not only with your partner, but connection with yourself.
Absolutely. You know, and it's, you know, as far as for a lot of women, they feel like their lives are over when they're going through menopause and their sex lives are over, you know, and I've spoken with a lot of women, you know, and had patients who are postmenopausal and they feel that way. They feel like there's no other options and they don't want to try hormone therapy, or they're not good candidates for hormonal therapy, you know, if they have risk for cardiac event or breast cancer, things like that, or just don't feel comfortable using hormonal therapy, which is perfectly fine. You know, this is a great option as far, you know, and as far as, you know, women who have vaginal pain, you know, that's a whole other realm where I've seen young women have this. So this is really for all ages, you know, and I saw that it can help with that also. And I liked your analogy of the skin being like the skin under your eyes, you know, because it is very delicate skin. And there's a lot of blood vessels in there. So, you know, we need that blood flow to keep flowing. And it does help with intimacy because, you know, some women just stop feeling confident if they're experiencing vaginal dryness or pain. You know, I mean, who wants to have sex if you're in pain? So it's a whole mindset too, that's helping them, which is wonderful.
And you said something, mindset, because the biggest sex organ for a woman mm-hmm. is her brain, her mind. Yes. And you know, if you're expecting pain, you're definitely not going to want to be intimate. But I think too, what's important is when we recognize the benefit of having good sex, having orgasm, how it's helping us, it's helping our, you know, our immune system, it's boosting our immune system, it's helping us to feel with stress, it's helping with so many other areas. You know, we hear about the power of sexual energy, that, you know, we use it to create a new person. Mm-hmm. Parents, we may not be creating new people, but we can create other things, ideas. It gives us more success and more confidence. So I think once a woman understands the benefit of sex to herself, then she will see why it's important to initiate with her partner and to be sexually active with her partner and want to enjoy it. And also the act of taking care of it, you know, taking mm-hmm. care, it just gives a mind body connection with it. You know, we have, as women, we have so few sexual cues. You know, I often say that, you know, man can stand outside and the breeze will blow and he'll can get an erection. Where for us, you know, we need more time to think about it. We need more time to get the blood flow in that area so that we're not having sex with a flaccid clitoris. Because, you know, right. A man wouldn't have sex with a flaccid, he wouldn't enjoy it. But so many women are having sex with a flaccid clitoris, and so therefore they're not getting the enjoyment out of it. So what the CO2 lift V is doing is just keeping us at a simmer. It's keeping us at this low simmer, so when we're ready to turn on the heat, we can easily boil. You know, that's yes. kind of what we want. As older, you know, it takes a longer time to bring that, you know, bring that blood into our organs so that it can be engorged, so that we can feel good. Well, here it is. We have a way to do it. We have a way to keep it going. So no matter how old we are, it's at that simmer. So that, again, it's easy to just turn on the heat and to get us to where we want to go.
Absolutely. And, you know, it really is like what you were saying, all ages also. I mean, you could have just given birth to children. You could have had radiation or chemotherapy, which has been causing vaginal dryness. It could be prescription medications. You know, I review a lot of things with patients, and there's so many different, you know, factors where they think, oh, well, I don't have to worry about that because until I'm older. But, you know, that may actually be something that happens, and it's something to consider. So, you know, as far as that goes, and I love this. I love how you're looking into this also for people with weakened bladders. You know, that's a whole other ball game too. That's wonderful that can help with that.
Yeah.
It's great too. I can go on your website and just look at a study, which is really nice. That's really great.
Yeah. That's very important to us because, you know, again, there's so many things out there that claim to do so many things, and not so much for what we're talking about in terms of vulvovaginal sexual health. Now more and more things are coming to market. I'm so happy that more things are being added to our toolbox as women to keep us youthful. You know, I see a lot more creams out there and things for moisturizers for the vulva, which is important. I mean, I use, we have something called the Glow. It's a facial oil, but I use it there because the quality of oils are great and it's great for that skin. But so I'm glad that there's so many more things coming on, but certainly for what we were talking about, there are very few. I don't know of any other thing besides doing some type of energy base that's going to help with blood flow, lubrication, and again, a component that giving you that plump look. But also too, you know, another area that is affecting a lot of women that's underdiagnosed is lichen sclerosis. And, you know, that is something that is a very painful condition for so many women. And the only thing to treat it really is steroids, which then thins out the skin. So it's like that, it thins the skin. And when it thins, it's like that cycle again. You know, some doctors are using PRP, which is platelet-rich blood to help women down there. But here it is. This works. We did a small clinical trial using it for lichen sclerosis. And, you know, you're talking about some women were experiencing under 10 treatments, getting a relief from those symptoms. So it's helping with other things besides typical things that affect aging or hormones, conditions like lichen sclerosis.
Yeah. So explain to I can also too, but what lichen sclerosis is for some people that don't know what that is.
think you're probably going to be better explaining that. But I would say it for someone like people who understand like psoriasis or eczema, yes, or something, mm-hmm, like that. Think of that down there. That's very uncomfortable. But it also has, it presents itself in different ways. I've seen cases where it actually has that skin will grow over the opening, mm-hmm, into the vagina. So it closes that area. I mean, it comes in so many different ways. I've seen so many different, as I said, presentations of it, but it's generally an uncomfortable condition. It's maybe difficult even to pee. Of course, sexual intercourse is very painful. So this, to be able to provide relief to these women, I think it's amazing. I mean, there was one woman who had it. She's had it from from the time she started have her sexual activity, she's had it. And it's just been hasn't been able to maintain relationships. And when her physician had provided her with the CO2 lift and it helped, it just, you can imagine, it was life-changing for her. So that's an extreme situation for some women, but just again, for women, regardless, as you said, women who just have had children. I think I'm married. I celebrated 26 years in December with my husband. And I can tell you that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I can tell you one of the challenges we had in our relationship was after I had our first child, because then I was different. I mean, no one really talked to you about the changes that you're going to experience. I didn't feel to just swing out of the pole like I used to. You know, you just don't feel, mm-hmm, that way. And you don't get an explanation of what happens. If someone just told me what happened, I want to do, because the CO2 lift V would bring back blood flow to that area. It would heal that area that was just traumatized with the birth, as well as the fact that I breastfed. So then you're going to have drier tissue. Mm-hmm. The CO2 lift V would help to bring back the lubrication. So it helps to avoid issues that can take place because of changes that we experience just with life as a woman. So it's not just getting older, but just, as I said, childbirth, you know, PCOS, some women experience that. So I think that this is something I think the message that I want to bring across to women is that when we take care of ourselves, we need to think about our most intimate skin, which is our vulva, vagina skin. And that affects our quality of life. Someone will easily talk about self-care and will do something on their face or their neck. What about our most intimate skin that affects us in a very important way, which is our vulva skin? Here it is. We have something that you can take care of it in the privacy of your home with no pain, no downtime, no side effects.
Yes. And, you know, for someone, you know, if you're looking at pros and cons, I don't know if some people come to you maybe who are more sensitive to getting yeast infections and things like that. Would you... have you gotten clients who or patients who have had good reactions, or maybe that's when they should go to vaginal rejuvenation if they're more prone to like urinary tract infections? What's your experience so far with that?
Good question. So we don't have a clinic, so we sell to doctors, but we also, mm-hmm, have on the CO2, our website. But I do, because we get so much feedback, and because, mm-hmm, of these times, podcast, I like to hear stories from women. One of the things about the CO2 lift V is that it has ideal pH for the vagina. And so oftentimes we get, as women, we may get infections, yeast infections, bacterial infections, urinary tract infection because of our pH is off. You know, mm-hmm, we may have to, and that, so we're more prone to getting those things. So I've found, and I've had experiences for many women that have been prone to that, that has stabilized it. Because once you stabilize the pH down there, you won't have those type of challenges as often.
Well, yeah. And I was looking at, you know, because that's my pharmacy chemistry, I was looking at the ingredients, and it is a water-based. So that's always a good thing. I always, you know, even when I'm recommending lubricants to people, the best ones to get are water-based lubricants if they can't tolerate, if they're very sensitive to things. So that's great. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, they're using it. Think about when you do labiaplasty, when they do a vaginoplasty, they're using the CO2 lift V to help heal that skin. So that's open skin they're putting it on. So it's going to help. So they're putting it on that skin too. So I think for the most sensitive person, you're going to find that the CO2 Libvie can help you without any kind of negative side effects.
Right. And, if you're looking at a cost factor too, you know, vaginal rejuvenation can go, in the $1,000 range, $3,000, up to, I've seen it as high as $10,000. And this is something you can do for a fraction of that and in the privacy of your home, and it's less invasive. So, there's definitely a lot of pros to this as far as being able to do it at home, especially, and it's cheaper. So,
Yeah. And I like the fact that it puts the control on the woman. Yes, you mm-hmm. do the series that I would recommend, but suppose you just did five and you like the benefit, then you just maintain that. You know, sometimes you're going for a second weekend, do one before just to kind of prepare yourself emotionally, mentally, as well as physiologically. So you have the control there that, you can feel, you feel like you want to do something on there. You do it yourself at home. It's easy. And again, you're getting immediate results.
Absolutely. And, I don't know if you ever remember, there was a Sex and the City episode where one of the characters, it might've been Samantha, she looks at her vagina and she tells the woman, when's the last time you've ever looked at your vagina and like put a mirror up to your vagina. And I think a lot of us don't, a lot of women, it's kind of almost taboo, but I think it's important to, to check your skin out, make sure everything is looking okay down there. I mean, I'm sure a lot of men do that all the time with their, with their counterparts. So, we need to do that more. We need to be more comfortable with it. And we need to be more aware of what we're looking like, what's in it. Cause it's hard to look at a baseline too. Cause everyone is different, but as far as, as far as what it's looking like, even for before and after when you're using this product, I think it's important too,
Yeah, I totally agree. And, I think it's a matter of, it's so true what you said, cause personally, I didn't look at mine until I was in my 30s, which is a shame. Like why you right. just, kind of, I think we have, as women, we have so much shame around it. No, I mean, I think it's the most beautiful thing. I mean, I've learned to see the beauty in it because of what it's doing for me too, mm-hmm. So I think it's important for women to see it that way. And regardless of, all of them are different. I've seen so many doing this work. I've seen so many vulvas and all of them look different and all of them. What is the standard of beauty for that? It's just about, there's none. It's about what, it's yours. That's what's right. beautiful. So I think it's what the CO2 lift is doing for the skin. It's bringing back elasticity. So after six applications, it increases elasticity 26%. So it's true, as we get older, we lose elasticity and everything kind of falls in the same down there. So you're bringing back the elasticity to that. You're bringing back the hydration, the lubrication. You're bringing back the blood flow. So that's what makes it beautiful. So I think that's what you realize. And that will give you the confidence that when you are being intimate, you can be confident. This, you have what's going on down there. That's what I think is important for us to understand that as a woman.
Yes. Oh, that's so well said. I also want to note to our listeners, you do a lot of other things. You do nutritional counseling. You're an emotional intelligence coach. Your products also with this company have contributed to, you have weight loss products, so all different other things too. And I'll be including this website in here. As far as an emotional intelligence from that standpoint, with your experience, what would you think that the top three, I always like to ask my guests, like top three concerns, or just in general, even with this, with women's sexual health, women's health, what are the top three biggest concerns they're having right now? Or I don't want to say complaints, but just anxieties or concerns that you're seeing.
From my conversations with women, I think to me, one of the biggest things is, first of all, is that we don't talk about it. It's to get even into the conversation, it's challenging because women, we don't talk about it. I was on a podcast the other day, and maybe you know the correct word if I'm not saying it correctly, but it was a cosmetic gynecologist, and he mentioned that the medical term for vagina was pudendum, I think that's the word, which means shame. So think about if that's a medical term, that's we yes. get a lot of pain. So we don't talk about it. But when we do get to talking about it, what the things that I think are top of mind for women is just the benefit of sex. In other words, some women see it when they're younger, but when life hits you, you have business, you have your children, you have a house, you have housework, you have things. That's like the bottom of the list. It's almost mm-hmm. like a checkout to do. And I was talking to a woman the other day, and she's newly married, granted she's older. She has sex with her husband twice a month.
Oh,
and but what I'm saying is that's, yeah. So I think that's something when we talk about emotional wellness, when we talk about, first of all, it's really educating women as to the benefit of intimacy for themselves. Because in fact, when I was getting married, my mother told me something. It was great advice, but it was just put in a way that I didn't really understand it at the time. And she says, to keep your husband happy, you know, feed him every day and give him sex every day. And, you know, I mean, I did that, but at the same time, I was like, when I got into my 40s, I was like, I don't even right. know if this, you know. And then mommy told me, I said to her, how do I know that I'm having good sex? And she says, good sex is like a game of tennis. It's just a different set of balls. You just have to focus on hitting the ball. And that kind of really changed the way I was thinking about it, because before I was thinking it's for him. But then when yes. I saw it as a connection, like, you know, like Serena Williams is hitting a tennis ball. She doesn't care how her face looks. She just wants to connect her racket with that ball. Well, it's kind of like that. One of the benefits of intimacy is connection, and connection, not only with your partner, but with yourself. It's a way to kind of go into yourself and you just become more creative. It has so many benefits. So I think one of the important things is for women to understand that the benefit of that is of sex is for them primarily. And then of course it extends to relationship. That's one concern. They don't even see it as a concern because they figure they don't need to do that. I've heard that. That's, I think, a very prevalent idea. But then some people are concerned with a little bit. You know, I think more and more women, you know, they're removing their hair from there. And I don't know what they're using as a standard of beauty for there, but they're self-conscious about how that looks. And as I said, it's just a matter of it's beautiful. It doesn't. What sets the standard of beauty for that? It's different.
Everybody's different. Exactly.
Yeah, you're feeling good when you touch it. That's the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? So I think that, and also to what would be the third thing? I think the third would be probably just, you know, again, being, I guess it goes back to the first one, but just removing the shame from it and recognizing it's a normal body part that you talk about it to your daughters, to, you know, to your nieces, to your, in other words, it's like the knee. You're talking about the knee or the vagina.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Call it for what it is and speak about it with respect. It's a sacred part of a woman. And, you know, it's important that we take care of it.
That was like so eloquently said, you know, and thank you for sharing that, because I think a lot of our listeners and our female listeners and I think men also to help understand. I mean, it really is all about just being comfortable in your own skin and not feeling shame, you know, and not feeling ashamed to talk about it. And that's why I have this podcast, because I'm just so passionate about getting this out there and having people talk about things, you know? So
I'm so appreciative for you for that, because I think it's very needed and you're clearly doing that, providing that for women, you know?
Yeah. Thank you. Well,
one more thing, and I know the time is.
I wanted to ask you if you wanted to add anything else, because this has been such a great conversation.
Not that we're talking about men here in this, because, you know, men, you know, have always had something for them, but the CO2 lift has been also very effective for blood flow to the penis for erectile dysfunction. So we're actually doing, in the process, we did a pilot study, and we're another urologist in Spain is actually conducting a study with the CO2 lift for men. So what we found is that after 5 treatments on the penis, so it's used on the erectile tissue, on the testes, it's used in that whole area, and they leave it on for 45 minutes. They do five in a row, and it actually is improving the SHIM score 5 to 10 points. So as much as that's not our focus, I'm just kind of show you how it's important for blood flow, but also to make that skin softer. It's going to make softer in the sense, not meaning you can't get an erection, just smoother, smoother. Because you know, because you don't want to use the word soft and penis in one sentence.
It's right.
You know, but it's men are using it for that. And I think that that's, speaks a lot to what it's doing for blood flow in general.
That's great. Oh, that's so fantastic. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, I want everyone to be able to find you, you know, if they need and find these products. I'll be posting the link to, you know, the website for all of this info also. But what's the best way? Do you have social media, website? What's the best way for people to look up all your stuff?
Well, our website is co2lift.com, and we're providing a discount code 15% on all of the store with using Nadia 15 for that. But we and our support team is very good at answering questions. So you can DM us at our Instagram handle, co2lift. They're very responsive, or you can feel free to reach out to me directly. My Instagram handle is thelanakerr, thelanakerr. And you can DM me on any questions that you have. I'm happy to answer any questions on that. So those are the ways that you can get a hold of us.
That's fantastic. Great. Yeah. So that's discount code Nadia15. And we'll include that also in this, you know, in the podcast notes. Well, this has been really eye-opening for me. I did not know anything about this before. And I'm excited to try the product also. And I will definitely be reporting back to you on how I like it. And I'll be posting that on my Instagram account also. But it was so great having you on. And thank you so much for being a pioneer in women's sexual health and wellness, and for putting products like this out there, you know, and
thank you,
women,
for having me. Oh, yeah. Nadia, you're welcome. And thank you so much too. And also feel free to ask your providers, ask your doctors about it, because many doctors are carrying it in their practice. So feel free to ask them about it as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.